This is KN4, RJN. Signal check, please.
KO4, HKX. Evening, John. You're sounding good into the repeater.
This is KN4, RJN. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. What have you been up to?
Beautiful days and working. How about you?
Not working. One of the joys of being retired. Just piddling. I should have mowed the grass today, but I didn't get around to it. I'll probably do that tomorrow. Looking forward to the eclipse. Heading north for that here in a few days.
Where are you going to go to watch it at?
This is KN4RJN. My mother-in-law's house, actually the airport in the little town up there, North Vernon, Indiana. It's in southern Indiana. My mother-in-law lives there. We're going up in it. It's her birthday, actually, today, and so we're all the kids and the grandkids are coming together. She's 91 years old, so we're all coming together and watch the eclipse, have a little birthday party for her and cake and that sort of thing, so it's kind of a semi-family reunion.
Sounds like it'll be a good time, and you're blessed to have your my grandmother around, I think is what you said. That age, it's good. And up there in Indiana, you're to have a good view of the sky because there shouldn't be any mountains in the way, that's for sure.
Roger, the weather's starting to look a little dicey. I may have to contend with clouds and whatnot. No, it's not my grandmother. It's my mother-in-law. It's my wife's mother. And she has children, grandchildren, and a couple of great-grandchildren. I don't know if they'll be able to make it or not, but a whole lot of the family is in the neighborhood, as it were, within the tri-state area, so several of them are coming in. But, if that storm system that's coming through that gave California such a headache is heading across the plains and will be crossing Indiana, hopefully it will either hold off or get out of the way before the eclipse on Monday and take the clouds with it. But right now it's looking just a little bit dicey.
Sorry about the mix up there on the grandmother and mother-in-law. But, yeah, hopefully the weather holds out and you get to enjoy that. It's not often something like that comes around. So hopefully the weather cooperates and you get to see it in all of its glory.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I hope so, too, because the next one ain't. The next one that will be able to be seen from the North American continent won't be till like 2035. And I don't know if I'll be able to travel at that age. I know that's another 10-11 years. I'll be in my 80s, so it's like, I don't know.
Well, you never know. It's just, we don't know when our time is, so just make the best of what we got and enjoy it while we can. And hopefully you have a good, safe trip up there and get to enjoy your time with the family, and they all get to come in. At 91, I'm sure she would like to see everybody together at least one more time.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, it would be nice if we could all get together for her and have a good time. So we'll probably have a good time whether it's cloudy or not, but I would like to see the eclipse. But, it's dicey. I don't know if the clouds are going to, they're still prognosticating about what the weather's going to be like there, but whether the clouds will be thick or thin or out of the way or whatnot, but hopefully we can get to see part of it. You will be able to see at least a partial eclipse down here, though, so if you haven't got your eclipse glasses yet, be sure and get you some and watch it. And start watching about, down here it'll be about, a little before 1, I believe, somewhere between 12:30 and 1, it starts. I'll have to look at my map. But if you go to my QRZ page, you can look at the map, and there's a link to solar eclipse, and there's an interactive map, and you can zoom in on your location and see exactly when it starts and how much of it you'll be able to see and that sort of thing. So check it out.
I'll have to go check it out. I've been on your page before, and you've got quite a bit of interesting information on there, so I'll have to go check the eclipse stuff out.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, have you looked at the stuff in space link? That one always just blows my mind when I look at that.
Roger that. I did look at it. It did blow my mind, too. It's amazing how much junk we've put up there in the short amount of time we've been going to space.
Yeah, and if you click on any one of those little dots, if it says DEB, that's debris, and if it says RB, that's a rocket body. So that's just, that is in fact just junk. There are some actual satellites up there, but a whole lot of what's up there is just space junk. It amazes me that they can get anything up to the space station with all that junk in the way. But space is a big place, and while it looks it looks crowded, and it is, it's still room for them to, you know, make regular trips to the station and send probes to Mars and all that kind of happiness. So yeah, and if you zoom out, just how far out the Earth actually has a ring. If you zoom out far enough, you can see a ring of stuff that's formed around the Earth.
Yeah, roger that. I did look at that too. That big ring in contact with another race. They're gonna think we're a bunch of nasty animals with the way we leave all of our junk laying around.
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, it's a mess. I tell you what, we're using space as our junkyard, and the thing is, all those things are traveling at, you know, faster than the speed of bullet. Something no bigger than a bolt can poke through an astronaut's spacesuit. Well, it actually can poke through his helmet. It can put a hole in the space station. It can do some damage, and all that stuff's up there floating around in all different directions at all different speeds and altitudes. And somebody once asked me if I'd like to go to the moon. I said, no, the traffic's too thick.
Yeah, roger that. That's worse than driving on 85 when it's raining.
Granted, you have a whole lot more lanes up there, but yeah, it's as thick as that stuff looks from that simulation. It's like, wow, how they even get a ship up to the space station without getting hit? And every once in a while, something does get hit, and then, you know, the satellites will crash into each other. Old dead satellites will crash into each other and just break into a million pieces, and that's just a million more pieces of junk floating around up there. It's it's quite the mess. There's been some discussions about how to try and clean that up, but it's just it's like it's huge. It's like trying to empty the ocean with a teaspoon.
Yeah, but if you never get started, it never happens. So I'm gonna have to do something, or you're not gonna be able to get in and out, even no matter what. They're gonna have to start cleaning it up at some point.
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, the easiest way is to let the orbits decay and let it come back to Earth. But then you've got other problems. You know, it's like that Chinese satellite that came down here a few months ago, and they weren't sure where it was going to land. You know, most countries that have a space program can, when their satellites die, they can direct them into a decaying orbit, so they can kind of predict where it's going to come down. The Chinese just let it go, so they were a little concerned about that. But all that other space junk, you can't direct that very easily. So you either got to get a big net and try and, you know, capture it or slow it down somehow so that it can come back down. And most of it's small enough it could burn up in the atmosphere. But there's other big chunks, you know, the size of school buses that won't burn up completely, so you got to figure out where that's going to come down before before that starts. So anyway, you have a good evening there, buddy, and I'm gonna back on out of here, and we got what net here in 25 minutes or so. So I'll say 73s, and you have a good evening. We'll talk at you later. KN4RJN, clear.
John, good to talk to you this evening. KO4 HGX, I'll be clear.